Jesus today in the gospel says something very important. He gives to his disciples peace, but it is a peace that the world does not give. The peace of Jesus is radically different than the peace of the world. The peace of Jesus that he gives to his disciples is the reconciliation of the world with the Father, being reconciled with the one who created you, that you might be rightly ordered to life, that you might be rightly ordered to knowing who you are, who you have been created to be. This is unlike the peace of the world, because the peace of the world is more of the absence of war, the absence of trial, the absence of difficulty. It is impossible to have the peace of the world in moments of difficulty in life. Yet it is possible in the moments of the difficulty of life to possess the peace of Christ, because it is not dependent upon the situation of the world. It is greater than all of these things. Jesus speaks to his disciples about a peace that he alone can give, and invites them to rejoice in this gift. It is very easy, my brothers and sisters, it is very easy to be joyful when no one in our family is sick. It is very easy to be joyful and at peace when nothing difficult is happening in your neighborhood. There are no break-ins, no cars broken into. It's easy when things are well. Christians are not to simply have peace when things are well. And Jesus makes it very clear that becoming a believer in him doesn't somehow simply exempt us from living in the world. You see that in the first reading today. Is St. Paul loved by Jesus? Is he? I believe the answer is yes. Don't you agree? And yet he finds himself in following God's will and doing his commands. He finds himself in situations where he is being hated to the point where he is being stoned to death and following God's will. If we think in the way that the world thinks about peace, we would look at St. Paul and say, oh, St. Paul's done something wrong. God doesn't love him. Look at the situation of life he finds himself in. But that is not true. For the Christian, we are not exempted from the world. We must live in the world. But the peace that Jesus gives to us is greater than all of these things. Remember the parable when he speaks about a house, right? Those who hear the word of God and believe in it are like those who build a house on rock. If you hear the word of God but do not believe in it, you are building your house upon sand. And in both of those situations, the houses endure storm and difficulty and wind and rain. Jesus doesn't say, if you believe in my words, you build your house and it will be exempted from the trials of this world. There'll be no rain, no strong winds, no tornadoes. You'll be exempted. It's not what Jesus says. You will be a part of this world in its brokenness. You will be a part of this world in its trial. But what Jesus has done, the redemption that he has done within us, is greater than all of these things. We must remember that, my brothers and sisters. Because if we imagine simply that being a Christian, being a believer in Jesus Christ, is somehow, it's to make my life perfect and easy, and then if there's trial, then somewhere I've done something wrong, and God is simply just punishing me. My brothers and sisters, we live in a broken world. We live in a world. When there's a hospital right up the hill, It's evidence and proof that we live in a broken world. People still get sick. I don't have to remind you that people die. This is the world that we live in. But our hope, our trust, is in one who is greater than this world. And so who do we cling to? You'll take none of it with you when you go. We cling to the one who died and rose victorious over death. In him we have life, and in no other. May we know the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his reconciliation of us with the Father, that we might cling to him, and that here and now in the trials of this life, we might have hope unlike any other people in this world. May the world stand in awe of we who believe, questioning and wondering how we can have hope and peace, how we can continue to love even in the midst of a broken world. May we bear examples and witness to this love in all we do. Amen.